This is Jeff Katurba speaking today with Jeff Wilkie from Karma Coffee. Hi, Jeff.
Good morning, Jeff. How are you?
Doing well. So here at KVNO, we have launched a giveaway with Karma Coffee and the new Otis 12 mug. And we'd love to hear more about the story behind this miracle blend coffee that is part of the this giveaway.
Thanks, Jeff. First of all, I want to tell you how appreciative we are of KVNO teaming with Karma Coffee to help us promote our business into the community through your radio. We're happy to team with Otis, who's a legend in Omaha, and KVNO's commitment to classical music's impressive. So thank you very much for that. So interestingly enough, in the early 2000s, my lovely bride was in a carjacking here in Omaha, and as a result of that, some terrible things happened with her, and we worked through all that stuff, but I got in a pretty dark space in my life where I got to drinking too much. And as a result, I wound up with a drinking and driving charge that was rather embarrassing and eye-opening, and I had to make the tough decision, the serious decision to quit drinking. And when I did, I learned that meditation was one of the things that would help me with that. So I went out to California and studied meditation for a while. And when I was out there, I ran into these coffee shops and a guy named Dr. Chopra. And Dr. Chopra inspired me to open up a coffee shop. I asked him one day about karma. I said, Deepak, why do some people say that karma is, you know, what they say? And, you know, that word. And he said, it's not that way unless you're that way. He said, karma is really a reflection of you. He said, for example, when you have a cup of coffee, that's karma. If it's a good experience and you enjoy it, the idea is that you'll probably want to do that again. You'll want to repeat that at behavior. If it's a bad experience, you may not. So your karma is a reflection of your own actions. So I came up with the idea for Karma Coffee. There was an empty coffee shop that had used to be the Mermaid Shop, and they moved across the street for the want of a drive-thru. It was in a little neighborhood. All neighborhoods need coffee shops for dialogue. And I just decided one day that we're going to reopen that coffee shop and put a different spin on it. And I'll stop there and go back now. After my wife's incident, I had got a recall from the National Marrow Donor Registry. That's a stem cell bone marrow national registration thing where you put your DNA in it. And if you match, you may be called upon to give stem cells or bone marrow to a recipient. So the eighth time I matched was preceded by a prayer after my wife's incident when they called and said, hey, you've matched in the Mora Registry again. It's a young man who's got a terminal cancer. This isn't a guaranteed fix. As in the past, it's probably not likely it'll be effective, but it's their only hope. Mm-hmm. Would you do it? Well, I was in the middle of a trial because of Heidi's kidnapping, and I guess that the God of my understanding needed me to be distracted. I was still drinking and not drinking, trying to work through all that still. But I said a prayer, the remnants of a prayer that were kind of, it's very me. I'll do this, but only if you let him survive, God, because I'm not going through this again after what my wife's going through with her troubles. I don't feel like I want to be distracted by this and then come up with another empty result. So I'm doing it, but this one's surviving. And if that's so, that commitment early on was just a feeble prayer, right? A hope, a Hail Mary pass. But when it came time to harvest, it took about a year and a half to get there. There's a whole bunch of stuff that has to happen before you can give stem cells. Worst of which is they essentially kill the young man on the other end. They kill all of his bone marrow, all his stem cells die so that they can harvest mine, put them in there, and hope that they graft. That kind of happened, actually. So they sent my stem cells out, and they collected enough for two doses, which was really unusual. There was a note that I wrote him anonymously because we couldn't meet until 5 years later. I wrote an anonymous letter explaining to him a few characteristics about me that were general but not specific, because there needs to be anonymity in that program for some fairly good reasons. The young rascal survived, right? And they sent me a note back, and then we agreed that in 5 years we'd meet. So in 5 years after he lived, he was now in his early teens, I believe, his whole family drove out and we spent some time together. We interviewed with the Red Cross and we became friends. He goes back to Chicago. And a few years later, about the time I'm opening Karma Coffee, I'm watching him on Facebook and I realize he's working for the Mermaid. Okay. And I direct message him through the Facebook thing and we make an agreement that he's going to come on out and kind of help me, hang out with me for a while and help me open Karma Coffee. And the young man did. And when he was there, we would talk about my remembrances of the coffee. My dad and mom used to drink Folgers. And I said, I always wanted to get a coffee like that. And he was explaining to me, well, that's a blend. You know, that's got a bunch of different beans in it. And I go, how would you do that? And he and I talked about it. And we had a whole bunch of people come out to Karma Coffee the first few months we were open. And we brewed up a bunch of single blends, Sumatran, different flavors of coffee, not flavors, but regions of coffee. And had people taste them, and then we, over time, ranked which ones were people's favorites. After a while, we took the three favorites, and then we took one-third, one-third, and one-third of those beans, roasted them, mixed them together, ground them up, and we call it Miracle Blend. Mm. The reason we call it Miracle Blend is because Brent and I performed a miracle, or we didn't perform it. God performed the miracle. We got in the way. We got in the way of science. We got in the way of mankind. We just had the perfect storm at the right time to be involved in a miracle that today is the accepted practice for how they boost my protogens and how they go about it. And it's routine. And it's no less miraculous, but it's now a routine procedure. And it's been 20 years, I guess. So
wow.
Karma Coffee then evolved and now it belongs to the community. I've always said, do you have a nice coffee shop? People tell me, I go, it's not mine, it's yours. If you don't use it, it won't be here.
And you founded, in what year did you found Karma?
You're going to make me think real hard. Now, I'm going to say 2014 was our first year open.
So you opened it, but now you have one of your employees. You're giving back the coffee shop to your employees, basically, right?
Yeah.
In a way.
Yeah, absolutely. I wouldn't say give it back. They had to earn it, right? And what I mean by that is I've watched and I had the great privilege at one point in time of being Omaha Chamber of Commerce and Small Businessman of the Year. I founded some companies in town and I've done well with them. And when I did well, it seemed to me like I did really well because maybe I took all the risk, but I wasn't ever the smartest guy and I wasn't the hardest working either. But I got most of the fruits in some of those deals. And as I've gone and gotten older, I thought, well, if a guy's done okay in life, then why not leave it to the rest of them to earn a living out of rather than cashing out and putting it somewhere that it can't do anything for anybody. So Karma Coffee, what it's wound up being is maybe a social experiment in a way.
Can you disclose what the three beans are in the Miracle Blend? Or is this closely held secret?
No, I can disclose that. I'm pretty sure, although...
I don't want to put you on the spot.
No. There's a beer out there called Rolling Rock, and there's some symbol on that that has some significance, and people always wonder what that is. And the three beans, I will tell you that I know what they are, but there's a lot of discussion around the table about, no, it's this, this, and this. Sumatran, okay, Guatemalan, and Mexican would be the three beans. Now, I'm sure before I get off the air and back to the shops, and we say, no, it's this, this, and this. But what I didn't do is I'm pretty sure that's the three, but I won't tell you the ratio.
So
the ratio is not one-third, one-third, one-third. It's miraculous, but it's not you'd have a hard time figuring it out. It's very scientific. Not. Oh, by the way, it's really important that, keeping local alive, it's so important to support Omaha. Hilda Beans, Martha and her team out there on 144th and Center, excellent coffee place. They've been roasting beans for a few decades around this.
And they're the ones who do the roasting
for
you.
They roast for us, yeah.
Per your recipe.
Per our recipe.
Secret-ish recipe.
And quite frankly, she's got the recipe. You can go there and buy it, too. I mean, if you want to support us, support them. The rising tide lifts all the boats. The leaky ones will sink and leave town. So let's keep going.
Jeff Wilkie, Karma Coffee, thank you very much for joining us.
Jeff Kuturbic, KVNO, thanks for having me.